Besides creating an inclusive environment, you should also create a new culture. In this new culture, in your school or classroom, everyone must participate. So try to involve other supportive teachers, administrators, staff members, so that you're not the only one modeling a concern of inclusive classroom or school setting. Because again, if you're the only teacher that's doing this, and then there's another six or seven individual that they're meeting with and learning from that's not doing it, again, how effective is that? It should be consistent throughout the school and from class to class or activity to activity. Consciously choose images. If bias materials remain visible, use them as an opportunity to teach children to think about the issues of bias. For example, you might ask students to tell you how the item in question could make a target of bias field, or you might use the item to explain how to identify instances of bias. So again, sometimes you can use something negative for a positive reason, but I would caution you to be careful with that as well. Check the language. Make a special effort to use language that is unbiased, inclusive, and does not divide students unnecessarily. For example, okay, everyone is less likely to reinforce gender division than saying okay, boys, okay, girls. Check unconscious messaging. Be careful not to unwittingly contribute to gender discrimination. For example, if girls are complimented on appearance and boys on achievements, girls will soon learn that female achievement is of secondary importance. So you see these small messages that we're giving. So you'll go to the little girl, you'll say, your hair is so beautiful, but then you'll tell the boy, oh, great, you got an A on your exam. So again, just be mindful of the stereotypes that we are unwittingly reinforcing, and also discrimination on different levels.